The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Yes, good morning all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you on Tuesday morning. It's the 22nd of September 2020. That's a lot of twos, isn't it? 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan at rte.ie. A little grey, a little overcast in Dublin this morning, but sure, we're grand. It was only yesterday when I woke up and I thought, ooh, there it is, there's autumn right there. Just a tiny little imperceptible chill that was actually very perceptible. And I realised, yeah, we're heading there. We're on the road now. So let's hope. It can be actually a very beautiful time of the year, don't forget. The changing of the colours and the leaves and the skies. And so we'll accentuate the positive in that regard. Not sure where to begin here. I've got loads of little bits and pieces to talk about today in the newspapers. I think what I'll begin with is something like this, for example. Because, you know, we're trying to keep the story of the arts alive and well. And one of the great museums, certainly in Dublin, is the Irish Museum of Modern Art, IMA, as it's called. They tweeted to say that our galleries may be closed, but our beautiful grounds remain open, along with the Flying Dog Cafe. I've never seen it, but it looks pretty good looking at this picture here. It's located in the courtyard. So if you are working from home and you find yourself in that general area, you might think, well, we can still go to the grounds. We mightn't see the pictures and the installations, but we can still go and have a cup of coffee from the Flying Dog Cafe. And that's supporting a local business, and it allows you to imbibe the beauty of that part of town. So go for it. That seems really, really lovely. Now, that's one. What about the Everyman Theatre heading down to Cork? They were tweeting to say, lights, curtain, action, following over 6 months of closure due to national COVID-19 measures earlier this year. We're thrilled to say that we're announcing our upcoming programmes of events this week. Lads, the curtain is opening here. This is good. And particularly for the arts and the artists and everyone who works behind the scenes, this is good news. Our reopening programme of shows will begin on Thursday the 15th of October. Visit everymancork.com for tickets and information. It's great. So we're keeping the dream alive, are we not? Spare a thought, says Jen Hogan by tweet to say, my daughter was back to college today. She sat in her room, in her bedroom, and watched her lectures on a computer screen. This is not the college experience she or I imagined. Young people have made huge sacrifices. Rather than constantly criticised, they should be commended for their efforts. And you're right. And they are, I think, some people, I include myself among them, who commend the younger people for their ongoing efforts. They're amazing. And if you're listening to this programme, you're amazing. And if you're not, get your mother to listen back to this when you're in front of them and said, we think you're wonderful. Just know that. That's good news. I've never driven a train before, but I love trains. I love train travel. I love the way the world whizzes past you. I like that you can't really go anywhere and that you sit there with your book. And I just like the sense of the old-fashioned sense of the rattling train, your book and your coffee. And it goes on for maybe a few hours and it's very lovely. And the journal.ie says that Irish Rail has opened its latest external recruitment programme for train drivers. They're looking for train drivers. And they're urging more women to apply for roles at the public transport service. I've never seen a woman drive a train. I often see, because I get the dark quite a bit, and I haven't been on a train around the country, and I will always look in the driver's cabin to think, what a gorgeous job that must be. I've never seen a woman drive a train. I'm sure they're there. They are, in fact, there. I'm told they're there. But that's what they're looking for, more women to drive trains. Dozens of positions are expected for driving roles at Irish Rail over the next few years, the company said, as further investment in train services will see more drivers needed to deliver on this expansion. That's good news. Candidates must be willing to work various shift patterns. Yeah, well, that's called a job, isn't it? including weekend work between 39 and 48 hours a week. Good. They must have excellent communication skills. They must be calm in an emergency, follow rules and procedures, be conscientious, and have a customer focus. Sounds pretty standard, but that's irishrail.ie if you want a job driving a train. Sounds lovely. So scientists in the UK are worried because they think that there's the endangered species in terms of your fish and chips that you get in your local chipper. Could be a problem now because cod is looking like it could be endangered. So what do you do when the cod runs out, or at least is threatened? The truth is, they're suggesting that jellyfish could replace cod. Jellyfish. How do you even? I mean, I like jelly and ice cream. Even still, I absolutely, and I had it last week, two scoops of ice cream, HB, vanilla, keep it simple. Jelly in a pot. Don't make it. Just buy it in the pot now. It's easier. Lash it in and eat it and fine. Do I feel like a seven-year-old child? Yes. Am I happy? Yes. Does it matter? No. But jellyfish is a different proposition entirely. I love chips from a chipper. Proper chips from a chipper. Loads of vinegar, loads of salt. Give it to me. Give it to me now. But jellyfish, battered, beaten, kicked around the place. I don't know what. I'm not going to eat it. No. I don't eat fish anyway, but particularly the thought of harvesting jellyfish for sustainable means, apparently for sustainable meals, is what's going to happen. What does it taste like? Well, apparently, according to this piece, jellyfish, if you're to eat it, tastes, well, the smell hits you first, a mix of paraffin and marathon runner's socks. I mean, if that's not selling it. Okay, what else have I got for you? Oh, yeah, this is of interest. Because I'm in two minds, I've kind of become a bit more accustomed to it. If you make a meal and some evening at home, whatever it might be, now I'm poor in the kitchen, I'm really poor in the kitchen, ask my children, but I try. But if you make that meal and there's too much of it, which is all too common in my life, the next day, do you keep some of it and for the next day? The answer is yes, you do, because chances are you say, I'm never going to touch it the next day. Then the next day comes and you suddenly find yourself being tapped on the shoulder by a thing called hunger. And you think, hello, hunger. Yep, you're in, Ryan, get there. Well, I'm not going to eat that. I made it yesterday. It's a day old. Yeah, but you're starving now, aren't you? Yeah, you're going to eat it now, aren't you? Oh, go on then. And so you heat it up and it's actually quite delicious. Now, there's a reason for the deliciousness of it, because whether it's a spicy curry or a hearty casserole, there are many meals that taste especially delicious the next day. Why? Because dishes that taste better on reheating they're more moist, so avoiding the dangers of drying out or going soggy, and they often incorporate a complex range of ingredients. So, for example, in a curry, when it's left overnight in the fridge, flavours disperse more evenly than when you were lashing them in and lashing them out on the table and lashing it in. They have time to breathe. So a curry may have as many as 20 or 30 different spices. The idea is that they should meld so that no singular element is identifiable in the mix. At the same time, the longer the meat is in contact with the sauces, the more it'll marinate and take on the delicious maturing flavours. Now, those of you who are in the gastronomic world will be going, yeah, we knew this for 100,000 years. Are you coming new to this? Well, in a way, yes, I am. Also, when a curry or a spaghetti bolognese or stew has been bubbling on the stove, the collagen from the meat breaks down, and when left to rest in the fridge, this will set to a firm jelly, and once reheated, the gelatin melts to create a silky texture in the mouth. Do you want anything else other than that? Just to let you know. Now, I'm bouncing around here because the news have loads of little bits and pieces. The Passion of the Christ, the movie made by Mel Gibson, is one of my all-time favourites, and I have no idea why. I absolutely love that film. Now, it's bloody and it's vicious and it's awful and but that's the Bible. So what? No surprises there. Don't spoil it. We know what happens. But I just think it's an extraordinary visual experience to watch that film. Watch it a few times. And I often tell the story about when I went to see The Passion of the Christ in cinema the first time, and it was the lashes, and the lashes are like, they are visceral. If you haven't seen it, you don't. Because you mightn't like, but it is the lash. And I'd heard people have been walking out of the film, whatever, and I was watching it and I was going, yeah, mm-hmm. And then lash 28, I was going, Christ, now they're taking lumps out of the poor man. And then I saw somebody walking out and I said, yeah, he's walking out. See him now, he's had enough. He's protesting and he's really angry. And I kept going, the lashes went on, 29, 32, whatever. And the guy came back with a bigger popcorn and coke. He was loving it so much, he actually had gone out to get more. So whatever you're into, but Passion of the Christ, the point of that story is that they're reporting that they're doing a sequel, because obviously it's called The Passion of the Christ Resurrection. I mean, it was always going to happen, wasn't it, ultimately? And so part two, it's going to be the biggest film in world history, said Donald. No, it wasn't. It was actually said Jim Caviezel, who is the actor who played Jesus. And he mightn't be wrong, because the first film was made on a budget of 30 million, don't forget, and it took in 622 million. It was massively popular. So I will definitely go and see that. In other movie news, See a headline here in one paper today that says, Tom Hardy as 007 would be a terrible decision. Now, I don't want to beat up Tom Hardy on this one because I think he's a great actor. But he's a great James Bond villain. He's not James Bond. I tell you, why don't they just watch and then there was none. The Agatha Christie two-parter, written by Sarah Phelps, who was a guest here, and starring, among others, Aidan Turner. Aidan Turner in that is James Bond. That's his audition tape. Okay? And if that doesn't do it for you, watch Inglourious Basterds, the film, and watch Michael Fassbender in that role. That's his audition tape for James Bond, right? So one Turner, two Fassbender. The answer is there. It's in front of you. Tell Barbara Broccoli we told her this because she's not listening. Going around the places looking for Tom Hardy and other heads. They're there waiting for you to play. Contacting to let you know about a show called Sing Me to the Sea by theatre maker Anna Newell. This work was created and adapted for children with complex needs in mind. Good. And the whole performance is happening in a swimming pool. This is tremendous. I love that I can say that. It's rare in theatres, it says Jill Fenton. It'll be opening in the Lime Tree Theatre as part of the Bell Table Bula Bus Children's Festival in Limerick on, well, Monday. It's just opened. So we're delighted St. Gabriel's School and Centre have come on board. That is tremendous. Good luck, everybody. And they're going to do the same thing, but in Galway, in a garden. Anna and her team are constantly adapting in order to reach and connect with children. That is a beautiful thing to do. So congratulations to them. Yesterday, I read an email from a listener who saw a beautiful package full of gorgeous doggy treats, which were addressed to Brode Higgins, who is the surviving sibling of Shia, the dog that died, the president's dog that died at the weekend. And it was a lovely thing to do. And it was written to care of Michael D. Higgins outside the gates of the Oris. And it contained dog treats and toys and a note from another dog. This was delivered by a dog called Walter, who was expressing his sympathies with Brode and the family. And the hamper contained some of Walter's favourite treats to cheer Brode up. And the president heard this. And the president's office got in touch with us to say, could you get that person to write to you so we can get details? Because the president wants to write to them to say thank you, which is very thoughtful, very civilised. And everyone's winning here. This is a really nice story. Somebody heard about this. Yeah, she had and went to the trouble of assembling a basket of goodies for Bro, and now the president wants to write to them. I just think it's very kind. I like this. So the Walter people, get in touch with us here if you would, ryan@rte.ie, and we'll put you in touch with the Oris, and everyone goes home happy. How about that? And another, just a nice little story, just things going well. Patrick Lynn was on to say, part of the Swiss mixer tap of my 10-year-old kitchen sink wore out. Bear with me. That's probably the most boring start to any email I've ever read. But Patrick, no offence, but you know what I mean. As I was online looking to buy a complete replacement, I heard you asking us to try and shop at home and shop local. So I took your advice, contacted the manufacturer's Irish agent. The girl asked me for a photo of my mixer and said she would try to identify it and would get back to me. Sometime later, I got an email asking me for my address so she could send me the part. I phoned back to inquire how much this replacement would cost and was told that there would be no charge. The following morning, rather than the small part, a complete replacement for my Swiss mixer tap of 10 years old Swiss mixer tap. Amazing. She came back in the letterbox or thereabouts. It's probably quite big. Thank you for reminding us to shop local. And full marks to Unpost for getting it to me in less than 24 hours. Isn't that good news? That email could have gone so wrong. But it ended with such joy and happiness and cooperation. Win, win, win. So come on, Ireland, indeed. And before I take some music, I will also say fair play to the Irish wedding couples of Ireland who are ploughing on regardless. Good on you. Tough time. Our daughter, says Muirin, our daughter Tina married Zintas last Friday. Tina and Zintas up a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. You know the rest. It was the ultimate COVID wedding. There were just 8 people at the ceremony. We had 6 for dinner in a private room afterwards and the reception in between. The groom's family attended via Zoom as they're in America. Meanwhile, the press gathered outside for the announcement from the cabinet across the road in government buildings. So the bride and groom got a round of applause from the camera crews as they walked up Merrion Square, and it was lovely. Well done, camera crews. Any couple waiting to get married, go ahead. The day will be special no matter what. I kind of would have thought the day would be even more special because you're not faffing around with people constantly pulling out of you. You just go, oh yeah, you I know, you I know, you I know, you I know. And that's pretty much us. That's the wedding. That's nice. Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Ruth in Waterford. Today is the autumn equinox, when day and night are equal, which we're probably making an equinox. Very interesting article on the RT website, which is worth a read. Thanks, Ruth. Morning, Ryan. A coddle is always nicer the second day. Well, nothing wrong with a kiss and a coddle. 51551. James Norton says a text from Aoife Griffin or Idris Elba would be should be the next Bond. Harding is good, but he's too small for the role. Didn't stop Tom Cruise being Jack Reacher, did it? You know, the camera can lie. Dominic West would be a good Bond. Yes, says Sonny Jackson. Same vein as Connery. Good. Okay, we'll leave the Bond stuff there. And thanks for mentioning the Everyman, Ryan. The website goes live at noon for ticket sales. Thank you. Good luck, everybody. Get busy and have fun and keep supporting the arts. Haven't heard this song for ages. I'm playing it for no particular reason at all because I haven't heard it for ages, but I always liked it. At 9:19, we're open for business and delighted with your company. Thanks for being with us. That's the four of us and Mary. I love that song. I always did and always will, I suspect. Watching my favourite quiz show of all time. Well, not of all time, certainly of recent times. Only Connect last night. And they have three people on each team and Perspex in between each one when they went to the wall and in their quizzing. So it's great to see TV recalibrating and simply getting on with it. It's a great old quiz show. Even last night on one of the walls, they had to connect and go, well, how many? And sure enough, there were four Irish writers had to connect. They had to go, is it? And there was a red herring. They put Stoker in there. I think Joyce was in there, but it was totally a red herring. And it actually was Rooney, Enright, Doyle? Can't remember the others. But anyway, it's very good. Super quiz. BBC Four showed the complete journey by train from Adelaide to Darwin. 3 hours of wonderful TV last Sunday and not a word spoken, says Maura. Well, I've fully decided now that I'm going to visit Australia as soon as this crazy goes. I've never been. I studied a bit of Australian history in college. It sounds weird, but I did and I really enjoyed it. And it's a place I kind of watch from afar. And I know there's a great Irish connection, obviously massive Irish connection there. And I've never been. I would love to go. So that's on the plan. See you in 3 years, Australia, or maybe two. Maybe 18 months, depending on who you believe. Such a reeling in the years tune, says it is, isn't it? 1989. Oh, Mary. Still sounds great. Went for a lovely walk, says Ronan from Portmarnock on Cliny Hill yesterday evening. Nice part of the world. As I was driving down from the park there, there was a fancy black Range Rover driving ahead of me. It was driving at speed, but I caught up behind it as it turned in traffic to one of the rather fancy gated mansions and stopped for the gates to open. And I glanced. I nearly crashed when I saw the passenger was Matt Damon. Oh, we're not doing Matt Damon again. Matt Damon? Matt Damon. What? I feel like I've been out on the tear with him 10 times. I've never met the man. But I keep reading about him and people keep talking to me about him. I feel like I know him. I admire him, I must admit. I think he's a super actor and more besides. But I don't know him. But he was staring back at Ronan, smiling. When is his late appearance? I don't know. I feel like I know him so well now. What would I talk to him about? But yeah. No plans yet. We had to translate a song into Irish in the Gaeltacht about 29 years, says Ruth. Ago, 9 years. So we decided with Oh Mary. Oh Maura. Yeah, good times. Good times. I love this song, Ryan, says Samantha in Kildare. Best rendition ever was at the Fela Classical, accompanied by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Beautiful. So that is what those songs can do. They just spark those memories from your past. About a week ago thereabouts, I was saying to you, if you're of if you're part of the older part members of society and you are a little bit fed up and you want to talk to us, I was saying, what do you want? What can we do for you? Or what is this all about? How can we help each other? And we kind of reach out the hand of friendship and say, look, what's happening here? And we got an email in from a lady called Laura, and I'm going to read that email for you after this. That's where we leave it for today. Thanks for all your texts and messages and everything else in between. You can email ryan@rte.ie with further thoughts. Stay tuned for Claire Byrne and we'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.